Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And I'm Eve Cavan.
And you're listening to Agony Rants. Welcome, 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 listener, to the podcast where a Eurovision winner and a comedian heal your life.
Heal. Nothing but healing vibes coming out of it.
Everything. Everything has changed. You've changed your life just by listening to us, haven't they, Niamh?
I know. Well, they've changed their life by, you know, just even tuning in and listening to the dulcet tones of your voice.
Aww.
You've got that lovely gravelly, I've been staying up all night, you know, doing
stuff. Yeah, it's a bit like, We're having a conversation, listener.
Yeah.
Niamh was getting annoyed. She's getting furious. I'm doing my usual life coach with Niamh, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a little sound check and I said, push the button, and Niamh started to sing Push the Button by the Sugar Babes. And it's
a tune.
Listener, it was glorious.
Well, glorious.
As always, a song by Niamh Cavanagh at 10 to 10 on a Monday morning. Niamh Cavanagh doing a cover version of the Sugar Babes.
Yeah.
What else would you want?
What else would you want?
And I suggested that she should do an album of 90s tracks.
Oh, 90s, okay.
Or, like pop tracks.
Yeah, pop tracks. I was thinking, you know, he said he likened it to an album called Joe 90s, right? Which is basically Joe Dolan, who was an old show band kind of singer here years and years ago. And he did modern songs. And I said, are you equating me to somebody, an old person singing modern songs in a modern style? Or maybe in the olden style? I could do that.
Do you remember your man that did, he did Hand on Your Heart?
But
he was like the, you know... He did like the acoustic version of Pan and Heart. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You could just like Niamh Reimagines. That's what the album could be called.
Niamh Reimagines a lot of things on a regular basis.
I'd be down for that, Niamh. Three different colour vinyls. Rinse everybody.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'd buy it.
Book it.
I'd buy one, Niamh. I'd buy one.
I know, I was just going to say.
I wouldn't buy it in every colour.
No.
But I would expect a gift basket.
I was going to say, surely I'd gift you the other two.
Hopefully, but...
I mean, I'd make you buy
one. I'm never sure. You've got a lot of ethics around who should pay for what.
I have. I think if you, you know, in this day and age, unless some big corporate is, you know, booking a concert, I think you should pay for your ticket if you go places. I think people who get free tickets, half the time they don't even turn up.
Yeah. It's true.
And they certainly don't laugh as loud. They don't laugh as loud either.
Niamh, it's been quite a week.
Oh, tell me about your week.
I was in Westport, right? I did a show in Westport with the lovely Julie J was supporting.
Amazing. Right?
So, lovely show. Mm-hmm. Nice time. I hadn't done the show in about 5 weeks, so I felt a little bit, you know,
icky.
Am I going to remember this?
Yeah. You know, that kind of unsure thing. I know.
Yeah. I mean, not so unsure that I would have taken out the show and read it.
No, you went on your gut.
Yeah, I went to my gut. Okay. It was lovely. Had a nice time.
Yeah.
After the show, we went back to the hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, when I say hotel,
okay,
I booked us into a guest house, let's say, because it was over. There's a place called I actually won't name the coffee shop.
No.
But it was so funny because even people from Westport were like, is there accommodation there? It's like, yes, and I'm sure it's lovely. So I went, we went, had a look. Now, it was grand, nice. But then we went back after the show. Julie pushed the door to go in and it wouldn't open. And it was like, there was something stuck in it.
And I was like,
put your back into it, Julie.
Poor Julie.
So we gave it a bit of a shove and it still wouldn't. And then we heard a groan.
Oh no, there wasn't. Was there nefarious things happening on the other side?
No. Wasn't that sort of a groan, Niamh?
Girl, can you imagine?
Yeah, I could, actually, as it happens.
We mistakenly booked ourselves into a brothel.
No, it was a very classy establishment, but somebody had fallen down the stairs and they were collapsed at the end of the... Yeah, very inconvenient, Niamh. Very inconvenient.
What?
So we couldn't get in.
Oh, no.
You know, we looked around for other doors. we went had a drink.
It didn't concern you. There was somebody else.
No, we called an ambulance immediately. And then we called the guards, but we couldn't get in for about 2 hours.
Oh, God.
Because this poor, like, do you know what? Ireland, like, we're not great with the emergency services. Like, It took an hour for the guards to come. And then
What time of night was it?
This was 10 o'clock at night. Well, half 10, I'd say.
Right. Probably other emergencies around that time of night.
Like what?
I don't know.
I mean, it was but that's the thing. Like, I mean, you're making an assumption based on what you see because We were like, he was like, the guard car is out, and I was like, well, it seems very quiet. But then the guards showed up, and then they had to call an ambulance, and the poor man was just on the ground the whole time. But in the meantime, I booked us into another hotel because, you know.
Gosh.
I felt I was responsible for Julie.
Ah, that's so nice of you. And you want to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you weren't caring about Julie.
No, we did. We stayed with your man and I was chatting to him. Wasn't very talkative, to be honest with you. Didn't make the effort.
So what happened to this man?
He just went in an ambulance then. Oh. Yeah, I must ring Westport Garda Station and see what happened to him.
Yeah, catch up, get his address.
I know. I'll send him a signed photograph.
Do a follow-up story.
I'm sure that's just what he wants. Yeah, just exactly what he wants. We'll get him on the podcast, talk about his trauma.
You know, he could be a multimillionaire. Like, you know, one of those, like, you know, it could be an undercover.
Never multimillionaires. Because if he was a multimillionaire, he wouldn't have been staying in that hotel.
Or
in
left.
In fact, had he been even earning the average industrial wage, he wouldn't have been staying there.
Well, you know, we do have some interesting things that happen in accommodation, don't we, Gerard?
Niamh stayed with me last night.
Oh, I love Boots.
Yeah, Boots, she was in a very funny form.
She's showing off.
She was, yeah.
She's showing off. I think what the problem is, you see, for the last couple of years, she's only seen me on a screen.
Yeah, that's exactly
not on TV. I'm not saying Boots is following my career on TV. I'm talking about when we're doing remote conversations. Yeah. Who is she?
Yeah, it's
what business has she got here?
You were sitting on the couch this morning having a cup of tea and she was just like strutting around. She was doing that, like, you know, the walk cats do. They're like, have you seen me, Plum? Isn't it lovely? That's for you, Niamh.
Welcome.
Not everyone gets this.
I know. And of course, the other thing that you did, you did Vicar Street.
I did Vicar Street. Here's the thing.
Oh, what do you mean, here's the thing? You're amazing. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's a big deal. Come on, Gerard. It's a big deal to do Vicar Street and to be the Vicar Street. I haven't even done that.
No, it is. It's very nice. But here's the thing, right? I think in order to do something like that, I have to just go, yeah, it's just another gig. Like, I can't lean into the...
Into the import.
Pageantry of the whole
import
thing.
Of it. I'm a normal person who happens to do something extraordinary.
Yeah, I don't even think what I do is extraordinary. One of my friends said something, and I think it's the greatest thing that's ever been said to me during COVID.
Which is what?
And that was, I was saying that I couldn't get a job during COVID. I was trying to get a programming job, and I couldn't get one. And I was like, I think it's because, like, I'm a comedian and people think that, like,
you're not going to be serious about what you're
doing. Yeah, that I'm kind of known.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend said, you're giving yourself a lot of credit there. I genuinely think for someone that's been doing it for as long as you've been doing it, to be as unknown as you are, that's an achievement in itself. Yeah, because it's weird.
Did I tell you I got a job in Tesco despite, you know?
Yeah. She'd no problem, but that's what winning a Eurovision gets you. We have a follow-up, Niamh.
Oh, give me the follow-up.
Yeah, this is a follow-up from Joseph.
Joseph.
It came in to agnewrance@gmail.com, which is where you should send all of your follow-ups.
Yes.
And opinions.
And problems.
And problems, yes. If you've got problems, send them in because
we're desperate.
We haven't asked for them for a while.
I know. Because we're using up what we had.
I'm not going to say scraping the bottom of the barrel.
God,
but we're getting
in
there.
In one show, what happened to that podcast, Niamh? Well, Gerard basically self-destructed on one show alone.
You literally just came in on a Monday morning and pushed the button. Gerard and Niamh.
Okay.
First, let me tell you how much I love your podcast. You're both fantastic, and I've listened since episode one.
Oh,
an OG.
Start.
We love an OG.
We do.
We came to see you, Gerard, in Liberty Hall Theatre, and you were so good. We saw you, Niamh, at the Eurovision concert in the National Concert Hall too, which was amazing. You're amazing. I'm good.
Well,
a tone has been set. and we really hope to see you both again. I was listening today and had to stop, rewind and listen again to your Lego reference. I was so excited. I am what is known as an AFOL, an adult fan of Lego.
What is wrong with you?
He made that up.
No, he did not.
An AFOL.
Listen, there is an acronym for everything in this world. There's
adult
no way.
Fan of Lego. Okay, I've never
There's
heard
lots
that.
Of fans who are, you know, adults. Have you ever seen Lego Masters?
No.
Oh, it's brilliant.
What's Lego Masters?
It's basically a show, right, where people enter and they're given tasks and they have to make everything out of Lego. It is phenomenal.
Wow.
And sometimes they have 2 days to do it or a day. It's astonishing what they can do.
Here's the thing about Lego, right? I went into that Lego, you know the place in London? Is it Legoland? Lego?
Yeah.
Legoland?
Yeah.
Oh, Legoland, okay.
It's in Windsor. Are you talking about the Lego?
Oh,
Lego
no,
World?
No, it's not a...
Lego World,
no,
okay.
No, this is essentially a shop. Because what happened was, my friend Chris Kent, he's a comedian.
Okay.
And he was doing a showcase.
And is he an AFOL?
During the day. No, he's not an AFOL. But I took his little kid for a walk while he was doing this afternoon gig in Leicester Square. And I brought him into the Lego place and bought him Lego. But it had all of these big... spectacular things made out of Lego.
Amazing.
And they look absolutely amazing. But the weird thing is, you go from going, that is absolutely amazing. And then it's like 5 minutes later, you're like, yeah, it's just another thing made of Lego. I went on a full journey. I went in going, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And then I was like, God, another one?
Oh my God, your lack of wonderment. Lego to me is like a jigsaw. If it's sitting there, you'll do it. Honestly, I have seen people.
You can apply that to anything. Niamh.
I know.
Sometimes it's not attraction, it's just proximity.
I know, it is proximity. But I love, you know, sometimes I set up a jigsaw. This is how tragic is my life now. I set up the jigsaw on the table, right? And everybody goes, oh my God, how sad is it that you like to do a jigsaw? And sometimes I find it really great for de-stressing.
Yeah.
Because you kind of come in and it empties your brain because you're just focusing on the things. And these are the same people that I am beating them off at about 2 hours later because they've just lost time. And I think in a weird way, the other thing is my dad still does them. And I used to come in late from gigs and sometimes he was still doing them. So me and him, we just have our little chats over it. So jigsaws are, but I think Lego's a bit like that. My sister is an AFOL.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't asked her. I'm going to have to ask her after the show. If that's a thing. But she absolutely loves Lego. And it was great when her son was living at home when he was young because all the Lego would come in for him. And basically, I suspect she did a lot of it. But I still buy her Lego. She's 60 at the end of this year. And I tell you, I am planning some spectacular Lego situation for her. Now, if she's listening to this.
Has anyone ever made you
I've
out
just
of Lego?
Ruined her. What? Oh, yeah, she gave me. After I did MasterChef, she gave me a little Lego thing that she got made up for me.
Of you?
Yeah, but it's, like, it could be anybody, to be fair. It's somebody holding a fish. The intent was there.
Yeah, the sentimentality is
no,
just
nobody's
oozing
made me,
out of every
nobody's
pore
Nobody's made
there,
me out of Lego.
Surely this is Eurovision Lego.
He should do
Joseph
it.
Joseph should do it for me.
Joseph.
Joseph, that's what we want. We want a Lego Niamh cabinet.
I want the right shade of red on my head now.
She's very difficult. She's very difficult.
Such a diva.
So we'll continue. And much to my husband's despair, our house is chock-a-block full of Lego. To the point we need to move, really. Or I need to get a grip. Anyway, I attach a picture of my set from when I was 8, getting on 40 years ago, to which I have a strong emotional attachment. I feel like that was a warning for me.
What, a strong emotional attachment?
I have a strong emotional attachment, Geraint. Here's the photograph. Be very kind.
Yes, it is.
As I do to all the Lego, although particularly to this set, lots of love and keep up the great work. That's from Joseph.
And so he's included
a photograph.
A photo of it.
And it's like a castle.
It's a classic. It is a classic.
With knights.
It is a classic. It's a classic one, that actually. And my sister has a display case with all hers. She has all the...
Really?
Yeah. I bought her an Aston Martin for her birthday this year.
No way.
Yeah. James Bond's Aston.
Somebody left one backstage for me with a... It was a camper van.
Did you not enjoy making it?
I did. Look, I didn't not enjoy doing it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
But it didn't inspire you to do it all the time.
Exactly. It's like I did that recently as well, where I thought, oh my God, do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to read all the Famous Five books again.
I know, but you're
and
not.
And then I read one. I was like, no, maybe I don't need to do this.
No, because you're not that age anymore. No.
Do you know what I did recently, actually? I found myself going into a bit of a YouTube hole watching ads for toys. You know, like the toy ads that used to be on when we were kids?
You know, toy ads.
They'd have ads for like, you know.
Oh, like Girls' World.
Like Transformers.
Or
Transformers.
Robots like in disguise.
Yeah, exactly. And I ended up spending an hour just watching old ads. It was really sweet. And I cannot tell you how unseductive.
Most of them are.
I was like watching ads for things that I was just like, oh my God. Like in February, you'd be like, I can't wait till Christmas to ask for this. Then you're watching, you're like, what? This is absolute junk. Back in the day, I used to love that cartoon. Do you remember Gem and the Holograms?
Vaguely. It was kind of slightly after my time, shall we say.
Yeah, they were basically, they were like a pop band, but they were also like Jerrica worked as a secretary during the day. And then she'd like press her earring. She'd be like, it's Showtime Synergy. And then she would turn into like a pop star.
It's Showtime Synergy.
Gem is exciting. Ooh. But then the problem was that, now this is a long way of getting to it. Yeah. The problem was that when I saw the ad for the Gem and the Holograms toys, they had real hair, which meant they were girls' toys. Same with She-Ra.
What do you mean they had real hair?
The dolls had real hair. So then, like, so what would happen is, like, He-Man, it was like, He-Man. And then the toys had plastic hair. So they were for boys. Okay. But when they had real hair, it meant they were for girls.
You felt that they were going to brush their hair.
Yeah. Well, that's what used to happen. Because He-Man, he used to be beating the shit out of people in the ads, whereas She-Ra was standing there getting her hair brushed. It's like, I'm sorry, She-Ra does more than brush her hair.
I was going to say, She-Ra had
Exactly.
She had the big tiger, did she not? Like,
no, she had the unicorn.
Yeah, she had a unicorn.
Yeah.
Who had the big tiger? Was it He-Man? Somebody had a big tiger.
He-Man had a big tiger.
Okay, oh yeah, you see, the world is badly
She-Ra,
divided.
She had a unicorn with big wings.
A unicorn with big wings.
Like, She-Ra would hop off what was essentially like a float in the St. Patrick's Day parade. Get a sword out and start battering people. Like, it was very deceiving.
It's very mixed messages going on there, for sure.
It's nostalgia, Eve.
Nostalgia. We love a bit of nostalgia.
Joseph, thank you for sending us down that
rabbit hole.
I love
that. Yeah. You can get Lego for anything.
Yeah. You see, that's why I can't believe there isn't a Eurovision Lego.
Is it necessary?
Niamh, you can say that about anything.
The winners change every year.
Joseph, who goes to Eurovision gigs and likes Lego.
Okay, Joseph, I
Joseph is underserved.
By Christmas, Joseph, I want a Lego representation of something Eurovision. It doesn't have to be me, but you know, something. If it's Johnny Logan and instantly recognisable, it'll be my best day. But you know, I'm just saying, how fun would it be if you sent in a photograph, Joseph, of some sort of Eurovision Lego?
That would be cute. Or Sonia.
Again.
It's a different shade of red. Oh. Depends what shade of red you can get. Do you know what? Sonia.
I'm not even looking at you.
Sonia put up a video during the week.
Did she?
Yeah, and it was like 30 years since her Eurovision loss. I mean, that's not how she phrased it. But
it isn't 30 years of anything. Unless she was her qualifying.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what it was. Because she had like photographs and she did a little video.
Yeah, mine was last week.
Yours was last week?
Yeah.
This, oh, Niamh.
Uh-huh. 14th of March.
Ah.
I know. You've just reminded me.
Last Friday?
Yeah, I was.
Or Wednesday?
No, Wednesday.
Niamh, now we celebrate that.
I know. We celebrate the fact that I wore knee-high boots with silver studs on the top and a body stocking.
That was quite a choice,
Niamh. It was a style choice.
Those thigh-high boots.
I know, they're amazing. I still have them.
Do you?
Handmade Italian leather.
Niamh, you should throw them on me.
I have done. They don't have the same effect these days.
Niamh, we have a problem.
Okay.
Exciting. Do you want to read it?
Okay. Hello. So neither of us know. I love the podcast and I really hope you can give me the great advice you give everyone else who writes in, because I am really in need of it. I met my partner 5 years ago and we knew within a couple of weeks that we would be it for each other. And so far it has been just that. He's a great man and a wonderful partner and I love him very much. He is turning 30 this year and isn't too excited about it.
Give me a break.
We can't help him.
Leave him.
I would like it to be special for him, but he would rather it goes away. I guarantee this person isn't 30 yet, right? I'm going to tell you that now.
This person is either, if he isn't 30,
He'd be either, he's younger than him. There's no doubt.
Is he younger than, okay, yeah.
He has to be.
I mean, if he's older than him, he'd have murdered him by now.
Yeah, I know. He isn't really cooperating on what we should do for his birthday, and I'm not sure where to start. I've tried to talk to him about a holiday or maybe having a party. I think he would enjoy everyone being together, but I know one of the issues for him is his extended family. He is gay and from a family of lads. He is out and they all know me. With his immediate family, it is fine, but when his extended family, it can be awkward. He always seems uncomfortable when we are around them. He is quite sociable and chatty, and I tend to be a bit of a wallflower in these situations. He only turns 30 once, and I would love to make the best of it for him. Do you think I should just go ahead and organise the party I think he would like if he got over his issues, or should I book a holiday? Love to know your take, Keith.
Interesting.
I get you want to mark the occasion. Throwing a party with people he's uncomfortable with is not the way forward.
You see,
surprise, here are people that you don't know whether you like them or not. Surprise!
Well, here's the thing, right? There's some sticky thing between him and the rest of his family. Like, if he's sociable and he's chatty.
Yeah.
But there's some awkwardness. Maybe it is about it being gay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's about something else.
Could be.
That may not necessarily be it. Maybe he's just somebody that's very polite with his family. So yeah, he might not like them. If it is about being gay, maybe it would be good to throw a party and just go, yeah, this is my life.
Feck you.
We're having a nice time. Feck you. I'm going to enjoy ourselves. And because he's sociable and chatty, maybe that actually could be just the little catalyst that he needs.
Yeah. There's a reason he's not comfortable in that situation.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it. And it might not be about the other people. They're probably okay, you know, but it might be that he doesn't really enjoy that extended family situation. You know, and actually, I think if you're really wanting to do a surprise party, would you not find people he cares about and have them at it, but keep it small?
I think there's two things going on here. One is you're trying to second guess what he wants.
Oh.
So I think you should be talking to him.
Well, he clearly is, but he doesn't want to engage, he says.
Yeah, so I think that's the issue. Like, if he's not engaging with you on this, that's the thing you need to sort out, because you need to say to him, this is your 30th birthday.
First of all, some people are not happy about turning 30, right? But the other side that I think is very important here, is it important for him that he marks the occasion, or is it important for you that you're marking his occasion, that you're seen to mark this occasion for him? Do you think that's a valid point? Is it important? I don't think it's coming from a bad place, Keith, but what I'm saying is, are you putting an importance on it because you feel you want to prove how much you love him and all that? He doesn't need that from you necessarily if he doesn't want to have a big thing. But I think you can still surprise him and do something really lovely for him. If you want to surprise him, nobody can stop you, right? But how important is this for you or for him? Is this about him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think sometimes you can look at somebody and go, I know exactly what they'd like.
Yeah.
But they appear not to want it.
Yeah. And you know, the chances are you could host a night and he'd say it's brilliant. But the thing is,
I mean, you're right. Maybe he could have a party with just his friends.
I think something more intimate, as in, or maybe somebody he hasn't seen for a long time. Maybe if there's somebody living away who he's mad about, like a friend, or, you know, somebody, not an ex, maybe, but a friend. But you know what I mean?
30 is the time to change, Keith.
No, but you know what I mean,
just roll with the punches.
You know, if he had a couple of friends who maybe lived away, maybe surprise him and bring him to see them. They haven't seen him for a while, or, you know, organise for people to meet in a place. Now that, for me, someone, you know, and I love my birthday. I love my birthday every year, but it's about the people I see. And if your extended family is I love seeing my extended family. I have a very, very broad extended family. I love seeing them. But, you know, the time when you're doing your birthday thing, you know, you just want to see the people who you really care about. So if you want to do something special for it, would you not bring him to a place he's always wanted to go, or get a group of friends that he hasn't seen for a while, or maybe that are special to him? And I think that says more.
Well, it's interesting because one of the things he says in this letter is, mm-hmm. He always seems to be uncomfortable when we are around, you know, his family.
The extended family.
And he is quite sociable and chatty. I tend to be a bit of a wallflower in these situations.
Right.
Now, what could be happening here, right?
Yeah.
Maybe his problem, and I don't mean this is his problem, but maybe the problem in this situation is the fact that you're a bit of a wallflower. Because if he's in a situation...
With his extended family. With his and extended he feels he has family, to mind you.
And he's minding you, where he's also, I guess, it's kind of eggy with his extended family. And then maybe you're on the side not engaging.
And that makes him feel a little...
That could make him feel a little... Maybe that's what the problem is. I'm not saying it's a problem, but I'm just saying that it's not making it any easier for him.
But maybe what it is, he's maybe super sensitive to how you're feeling and not wanting to make you feel left out. Especially if you have a good broad, you know, certainly I come from, as I say, a very rowdy and inclusive extended family. And so when we all get together, unless you have a very definite personality and you can get involved in that, you know, the thing is it can be quite overwhelming. You know, I think
needs to happen here is,
that's
right,
clever.
I think organise the party, invite the family, and I think Keith needs to go to his ma and get a little Xanax, have a gin and tonic, and you go in, Keith, and you be the life and soul.
You are assuming a whole heap there on that poor mother. That poor mother that may not be on Xanax.
Come on,
right?
We know.
I'm not on Xanax and I'm a mother.
Yeah, but you're different, Niamh. You go for like a walk in the morning.
I do. I'm so boring.
Niamh is like, you know.
My life is a Xanax.
When Niamh is looking after her mental health, she, you know, she goes on a spiritual journey and walks the Camino. Do you know what I mean? Most people have a couple of gins in a mug on a Monday morning just to get them through it. But Niamh is just not like a normal person.
This podcast has shown me how truly boring my life is.
If you're anxious, you deal with your anxiety. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I get it.
Mom.
No, I get that.
Step up. Get a karaoke machine. Be the first one on it.
that would be a gift to give him, you know.
Do the time of my life.
I know. Pick your
jump
song.
Jump into his arms.
Pick your song very carefully. Yeah. I would avoid anything with choreography.
Sex bomb.
Don't do anything with choreography unless it's prearranged.
but I think don't underestimate. Like if you're, and I know, do you know what? I know this because I am that person. I am.
Which one are you?
I am the person.
Yeah, are you on the Xanax or are you the?
No. No, I'm the person that's kind of like a little bit quiet, socially awkward slightly in
those circumstances.
In those situations.
Okay.
I am. Like I love letting other people do the talking.
It's funny, actually. That's quite often the case with comedians.
Like every time I get interviewed with you,
that's not true.
It is like 7 minutes of it. Niamh, you won the Eurovision. It's absolutely incredible. And Kuro Ju came as well. Isn't that brilliant? Lovely to see you both.
That's not true. Oh my gosh! Oh, it's all coming out in this podcast. Better than couples therapy. This.
Yeah, I do think that. Don't underestimate how sensitive he might be to how you're feeling in that situation. So maybe if you were slightly more relaxed.
Yeah, no, you're putting an awful lot back on Keith.
No, but I'm just saying. he's trying. What we're doing is he's given us very limited information.
Yeah, no.
So we're
looking at all the possibilities.
Every strand.
There's lots of options that you can take there. You could do the big party and he'll probably find it grand. The thing I find about very big parties, if there's lots of people involved and you don't really get to spend any time with anybody.
I know.
that's the only thing I would say. And I think as you get older, you want to spend time with people. That's what, you know, because you can feel your, obviously turning 30, you'll be thinking about your mortality a lot, won't you?
Well, but you may turn 30 is right. 30, you're still in the, like, people that buy you presents.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would say, organize the party for him.
Like, hopefully they'll give you vouchers.
If you get it wrong, you'll get it right at his 40th.
If he doesn't get really upset about it.
Yeah, again, Pete. 30 is a time of change for a man.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever you do in this situation, you've to take charge.
Yeah, you do.
It's your job as the partner to lead this, you know, because again, people can be a bit funny about wanting to celebrate themselves.
Yeah, but the other thing is there, it says, because he isn't excited about being 30, you need to say to him, it is fantastic that you're 30. So you need to bolster how he feels about turning 30.
Exactly.
You need to do that because actually turning 30 is lovely.
It's very nice.
Freeing.
And do you know what the interesting thing is that I was very worried about turning 30.
Yeah.
And as soon as I turned 30, I was like, oh, this is great.
Do you know what?
Because you feel like you're a young adult.
Yeah, you're like a grown up, but still young enough to do amazing things.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're kind of at a really great time. I think that's about the time I started to realize I didn't actually have to care about everybody's opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You get a bit more self-assured because you're older. So I would say, right, whatever you're doing, have a plan. Don't be a week beforehand going, what are we going to do? What are we doing? You know,
no, definitely
months
get the
beforehand,
plan in place.
Get a plan in place. Yeah. I would say have the party.
Yeah.
I would. I
well,
would
do
just
something.
Say,
definitely. Yeah. I would definitely say to Keith, do something for it. Just you will know the right thing to do here. There's no doubt about it.
And the one thing that we actually didn't touch on, it's his extended family that he has the problem with. The problem isn't with his immediate family.
So
what I would say is extended family, forget about them.
Yeah. It's
well,
not
have the party
necessary.
With his family. I think
his family and some of his friends. I mean, you must have friends.
And chatty.
He'll have a wonderful time.
Yeah, he'll have a nice time. It'll be great.
And so if it's going to be surprised, then don't consult him on it.
Yeah, no, but the other thing I was just about to say is, the only thing about these things is it doesn't have to be a surprise.
No, it doesn't.
It can be like, we're organising a party for you. You
can turn up if you want.
Stay out of it. we'll say to you, do you want chicken or fish?
Yeah, chicken or fish. If they're together long enough, he should know the answer.
Exactly, just know. You know, you can just consult on little things. It doesn't have to be a massive surprise. It doesn't have to be, you know.
Some people don't do well with surprises.
Just be a very nice night.
You're not about surprises. Sure you're not?
No, it's, do you know what? It's not about surprises. Like, surprises are grand. I'm not about the hoopla. I'm just not.
I know. Oh, gross.
I'm quiet life. I love a quiet life.
You know, if it was me and I was looking at that, Keith, I'd be leaning more towards a nice break somewhere. And if there was a couple of friends who were really fabulous and you really enjoy being with, get them to surprise them there.
Whatever you do, be very definite about it. And also, cannot lose sight of this, is how great you are for writing a letter to, you know, interrogate this. That's great.
Yeah, no, it is actually. Yeah. I think it's fantastic that you're...
Because you care.
Yeah, you do. It's very obvious.
And if he doesn't appreciate it, Keith...
Oh, gosh.
If he even has one thing to say about whatever you organise to celebrate his special day, you drop him and move on.
We were doing so well.
It's important to remember, Keith, you're the young one. You're the one with options.
Oh, my God. We are assuming that he's younger, but I think he is.
If you... The second he says anything critical, you drop him, get over your daddy issues, and you find someone your own age.
Listen, they're 5 years together. That's so fantastic. They have a lot of history.
Niamh, they don't. They've 5 Christmases.
I know. 5 Christmases. That, I'm sure they've been together more than just at Christmas.
No, but like, I mean, 5 years. 5 years, come on.
I know, I'm 20.
It's short.
I'm 25 years
away. 5 years. You can cut this and run, Keith. But this is going to be difficult. Like, the last thing you need is to be going through this sort of, like, mental turmoil when he turns 40 and 50.
Yeah.
I see no future for this, Keith.
Oh, my God. We were doing so well.
It's over.
He was being so moderate.
It's over.
I knew it wasn't.
Take the money that you were going to spend on a party. You book yourself a nice cruise.
Meet someone else.
Yeah. Singles cruise, that's what you do. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you're glad you wrote in now, Keith.
And then we want to follow up.
Oh, yeah, we definitely want to know.
Particularly if you book yourself a singles cruise.
Oh, listen, Keith, I hope it works out well. I know you'll make the right decision. And sure, if you care enough about him, you can't do anything wrong. You know, you really just can't.
Yeah, that's great.
You just can't. You know, the thing is, you know, if he doesn't know how much you love him, you know, after 5 years.
Then he's an asshole.
You know, a surprise party is not going to break you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you won't do wrong. That's for sure.
So I think we really helped.
I feel helped.
Because I think
myself.
That what we did was we didn't give him one piece of advice.
No, no.
We presented him with all of the options that he had already.
We gave him nothing. We just reassured him.
Organise the party, dump the extended family, and if he opens his mouth, if he's anything to say, that's the most important bit. You
singles cruise.
Leave him. It's been so lovely to talk to you.
Oh, always good. A joy.
Please get in touch with your follow-ups.
Problems.
If you have problems, ivymans@gmail.com. We would love to have them.
We would love it. Any sort of stories you have, we absolutely love when getting emails.
We always love hearing from our listeners.
I know, it's so fantastic.
And also, if you are not a member of Headstuff Plus, I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying this.
I know.
You know what to do. I'm not going to say anything for
it. No, we're just going to leave that there.
You know what to do.
Leave that there.
Well, I think we're going to do a little bonus episode about Headstuff Plus.
Yes, we are.
There's been talks.
Oh.
I've been talking to the management upstairs.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, they're talking to me as if I'm an employee.
Oh, no.
No.
Sort that out.
No. I'm going to go up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm... Whole rank up there. Turn over a desk.
Do you need me?
As soon as we're finished, actually, I'm in the mood. I'm going to go up now.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go get to my car then.
Talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.